Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
Food insecurity has exploded during the coronavirus pandemic. According to the Greater Boston Food Bank, 1 in 8 Eastern Massachusetts residents is now struggling with hunger. Food pantries are scrambling to meet the increased need, and as WBUR's Andrea Shea tells us now, a small grassroots effort is doing its part around Boston using a common household appliance.
27-year-old Josie L. Gonzalez is rummaging around a very well-stocked refrigerator.
Right now we have a lot of kale. There's carrots in there. There's also some pizza in there. Some apple crumb cake that my friend just brought. In raisins, a lot of water's at the bottom.
Maybe you can hear that this bright green fridge isn't in Gonzalez's kitchen. It's on the sidewalk outside a barbershop in Jamaica Plain. The words free food are painted on the door in English and Spanish, and what's inside is for anyone who's struggling to put food on their table.
If they need food, go for it. Grab it, please. Please do so. We encourage everyone to eat dinner at night. No one should go to bed hungry.
Gonzalez says this community fridge, as it's called, runs on a simple principle.
Take what you need, leave what you can.
Gonzalez got the idea after he and a friend read about the community fridge movement in New York City, where there are more than a dozen.
And we decided, hey, let's pursue one in Boston.
Turns out another person in Boston was thinking the same thing. Gonzalez says they joined forces and enlisted altruistic-minded troops through social media. But they needed a fridge and somewhere to put it. Another friend suggested DeFriend's Barbershop.
He introduced me to the owner. I came and got a haircut from him. We spoke and I told him about our idea of maybe starting a community fridge in the community. And he loved it, supported us all the way. My mom donated the fridge for me, which was awesome.
Now dozens of volunteers are helping by sanitizing the fridge and monitoring what's on its shelves.
Every morning somebody comes by and takes a picture so that we know what items we need, and we'll post it on our Instagram account. So yesterday we said, like, hey, we could use some waters in there. And somebody, like, within 25 minutes already came by with a huge case of water. And those are all gone, so we actually needed to get more water today.
Gonzalez says people often drop off food after going to the grocery store, and the freezer is full of bread from the local bakery When Pigs Fly. 31-year-old volunteer Haitham Abdella says the biggest challenge to getting a fridge going is finding a host to donate electricity.
And then also making sure that, like, any food that's old is removed.
Abdella says he talks to more food leavers than food takers. The fridge operates on trust through an honor system, and it's different than traditional food aid models through organizations that might ask personal questions.
And, you know, I think that, like, human beings do have a certain degree of pride that's not, like, unhealthy, the unhealthy sense of the word of pride, because we are, like, beings of dignity.
For Gonzalez, the no-questions-asked atmosphere around the fridge should feel like a safe zone.
We really just want it to be another resource, another outlet for people in need to come. And also, it's another outlet for people who want to help to be able to help.
Jessica Ernst is one of them. She lives around the corner and read about this fridge on Facebook.
I just dropped off a quart of tomato sauce because I only know how to make that in enormous quantities. It's nice to feel like there is actually something concrete and tangible that you can do to help on a very hyper-local scale.
Ernst followed the rules and labeled her sauce container with its ingredients and an estimated expiration date. She thinks the spray-painted refrigerator is like a cheerful piece of street art that's also bringing together people who want to lend a hand in challenging times. Gonzalez understands it can be hard for individuals to find ways to make a difference in the pandemic.
But there's a lot of strength in numbers, right? And the more people involved, the easier things like this can be. If you have 100 members in the community that want to help out and they each put in 1%, that's 100%.
Now Gonzalez is collaborating with a growing network of community fridge teams in Dorchester, Alston, Roslindale, Somerville, and Cambridge. He wants to inspire more people to create mini movements of all kinds in their own neighborhoods. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Andrea Shea.